Do you believe you're enough?
Yes,
you are. I should hear yes. God is so good to us. You know, this morning, during my prayer work, I got this thought, because I had been hearing so much about the Ukraine and the Russia experience. And some of what I heard made me kind of, because we pray affirmatively, right? An affirmative prayer and having the consciousness of the Christ, we know we're all one people. There's no separation. So what happens to the least of us happens to all of us. So do we take sides? No. We're on the side of the Christ Spirit that is within. The Christ in me says, embrace, love. And I know the same Christ that is in me is in you and was in Christ Jesus. So when I saw this, I said, this is good, because this is an affirmative prayer. And I want to put these in the mind of my people this morning. And this prayer, I get these little messages that come across my email. And this one says, excuse me, this one begins by saying, and just take a deep breath and take these words in with me. Infinite presence. I pray great blessings for the people of Ukraine and Russia, and for all of us coming together as one people. I pray that courage, support, comfort, and the resources of a caring world are brought together to them that are involved in such an abundant way that their lives, homes, and institutions are restored to their original state, purity. I affirm that there is one life in which we all live and move and have our being. And as such, my prayer is that the hearts and consciousness of those concerned are touched by the Spirit within, by the love of God. And I pray for peace among all lands. Thank you, God, for your Spirit being everywhere present, right here, right now. And I claim it and know it and know it is so. And so I let it be. Peace, love, and wisdom in the hearts of all people. Amen. You know, this is the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, and we're entering to a season of Lent, and we all know that it is a time as the pamphlets that we have back there, it is a time of releasing and renewing what no longer serves us in our spiritual growth. Sarah, could I have the volume just a tinch down? I hear a little feedback. So, the season of Lent is a time of releasing and renewing what no longer serves us in our spiritual growth. I thought about our wayshower, Jesus Christ, moving through the crucifixion and the resurrection and the things we learn from that story. Charles Fillmore says, crucifixion is the crossing out in consciousness errors that have become fixed states of mind. Think about that. Think about the times when we stand in things that we know are really not the truth in that situation. That's a fixed state of mind. We should be open and receptive. And Charles also says that the surrender or death of the whole personality is to occur in order that the Christ mind may be expressed in its fullness. Now, we're not talking death of the body. We're talking about all that human stuff that we hold on to, that we want to force upon others. Letting go of all that, in today's world, all the fear, all the anger, all the hate. That's what we want to crucify. And Charles Fillmore also says, resurrection is the restoring of the mind and body to their original undying state. We're spiritual beings first and foremost, and we want to return to that consciousness of the Christ. And everything we do in life, we want to move from that point. So the biblical account of the crucifixion and the resurrection, it's not only a story of eternal life, but it's one of enduring and overcoming. It's a fantastic example of how to move through these experiences in this human existence. I want to tell you a little story. There's a story about a man whose backyard caught on fire while he was trying to burn some brush. And his yard was so dry that the fire quickly got out of control, and it burned a large, black, ashy patch in his backyard, scorching the earth to the point where he thought, oh man, this will never be anything but this burnt out patch of soil. Well, while his yard was burning, all the neighbors rushed in, and they had stretched their hoses and helped him put it out, and they quickly put the fire out before the fire department had to be called. So this man, every time, well, we could say woman too, I don't want to say men do things always like that. This person, every time they walked into the backyard, it reminded them of the incident, and they would see this large patch of black, ashy, scorched earth. So a couple months passed, snow, rain, sleet, ice. We know what that's all about, don't we? All that occurred. And one day he walked out into his backyard a couple months later, and where the fire had burned and scorched his land, there was green grass, and there were beautiful flowers that had emerged. The fire had burned away the once dry and dead earth and actually made room for new and vibrant life. Fire is known as a purifier, a cleanser. And he was in awe of what he saw. You know, sometimes with us, we go through things, and these things, we feel like there's never going to be a way out. That it's always going to be there until we look through different eyes. I like this passage from Isaiah 43:2. It reads, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass over the rivers, they will not overcome or oversweep you. And when you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze." When I read that, I know that in me and you, there is that thing, that spirit, that lets us know we cannot be destroyed. You know, we were given dominion, but I hate to fill you in on this. Given that dominion does not mean that things are never going to happen in your life. It does not mean that you're not going to go through things that seems like they're the fire burning. Given dominion, we were told by Jesus Christ that it's not so much that we're not going to go through challenges, but it's that we'll never be alone or forsaken. Isn't that a great thought? There's no place you can be where God is not. Why is that? Well, we talk about it here all the time. You can't be apart from the whole. The wave can never be separate from the ocean. It's always a part of the process. And speaking of the wave, I like that analogy because the wave comes in. For me, that's an expression of us going through this human experience. And then it goes back out and joins in and gathers up energy to come in, and it's a never-ending cycle, isn't it? A never-ending cycle. You cannot be apart from the whole because that is your very breath. We swim in the energy and the essence of all that God is. And if that's the only thing we learn in life, that's enough. That's enough. What I love about the backyard story is that later the earth was replenished and nourished by nature. The fire burned away some things. But that's like with us. We purge all that old stuff. And what happens? We emerge new and vibrant and full of Christ life. Sometimes we have to raise from the rubble to come into the realization that it is possible to rise again. It is possible to come out of adverse situations. It is possible for wars and warlike activity to pass. But we hold the high watch. We come out of the ashes, and guess what? We're renewed, we're refreshed. When we turn our thoughts and our minds to spirit. Through everything we face, can you think of one thing you have faced that you have not come out on the other side stronger than what you were before you began? If you need to hear some stories, see me after church. I can tell you a bunch of them. We can walk through fire and not be burned. We can rise. I thought this was really interesting because I didn't know there was such a thing. I stumbled into what's called a TPT, Bible translation. Anybody ever heard of TPT translation? I had neither. And I looked it up to see, what is this, you know? And it's almost like someone did deep prayer work like Charles Fillmore and then interpreted some passages of the Bible. The TPT stands for the Passion Translation. And so it gave me this scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, 7 and 9. And this is how it was translated. We are like and it makes so much sense. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within, so that the extraordinary overflow of power will be seen as God's, not ours. Though we experience every kind of pressure, we are not crushed. At times, we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option. We are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. We may be knocked down, but not out. I thought, man, when you get home, read the King James Version and then think about that. It really brings to life the essence of what the scripture is trying to say, the essence of what Spirit was trying to say to us. We may be knocked down, but not out. My original intent for this lesson was to convey that we rise no matter what the challenge, no matter what the experience, as long as we remember in us is greatness that surpasses anything on this world of human existence. And when we align ourselves, I call it standing in my truth. When we align ourselves by lifting our consciousness to that high frequency and vibration of the Christ, oh my, the things that will open up for you in your life. I think that's what Paul meant when he said, Christ in you, your hope of glory. coming into the consciousness of Christ, you are able to resurrect and restore yourself to what you were created to be. Isn't that a great thought? In preparation for meditation, I want to give you something. I wanted to read about what originally I was thinking about when I began to prepare. I had read something about the phoenix, the mythical bird that rose up out of the ashes. And I thought, that's exactly what we do. We rise up out of our experiences and we soar like eagles. The poem, The Phoenix, well, I don't know if it's a poem or a writing, but anyway, The Phoenix writing is by Neil White. And I want you to relax and just think about this. And it begins, rising from the ashes of a past that consumed the dreams of the day, embracing the rising sun of the new life and possibilities, the flaming pyre that was supposed to consume me became the necessary predecessor to resurrection. As the strength long lost returns, as the desperation of the past dies, the pinions once clipped to prevent flight have regenerated stronger than ever. As the fiery feathers cover my contours of radiant life and light, and brightly covered wings yearn to taste the breath of the heavens, the phoenix rises from the ash pile of the past to boldly fly into a new future, to climb the updrafts and to return his magic to the kingdom of the air. And we, like the phoenix, rise up out of the ash of our past, the ash of anything that we have not forgiven in our lives, the ash of anything that we feel is lack of love. We rise to new heights within, just as the phoenix, just as the phoenix. So let's begin our time of meditation, because in everything, prayer and meditation should be a natural part of what you do. And let's begin ours this morning by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Deep breath. Take a deep breath. And give yourself permission to take this moment apart. To take this moment to center yourself deep within, to let the cares of the day float to the wayside, to lay down any concerns, any challenges that may be on your mind. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing that there is the one presence and one power, and I am centering myself in the essence of all that that presence and power represents. As I make this journey deep within, I stop and breathe. Breathing in and breathing out, filling everything, begin to relax into the knowing there is only this moment right now. And as we come to a point deep within, we hear the beat of our hearts in harmony and in tune with the love of the universe, to a space where there is only spirit. So we step over the threshold of our inner chamber, and as we do so, joy fills our hearts. We are enveloped in pure love. We are enfolded in pure peace. We are connected and sustained in this motion and ocean of energy right here, right now. And we take a moment to do as Jesus Christ bid us to do. Come apart a while. Re-energize, reconnect in the quiet. And in this moment, preparing to rise and return as a new creature in Christ, we take a moment to give thanks for the gifts that we received. The gift of breath, the gift of life, the gift of love that never ends, the gift of being lifted up and soaring in a sea of divine energy. Holy Spirit moving in and throughout all as the activity of God, we are so grateful that we know the experience of sitting in the essence of all that you are. And as we emerge from this time of prayer and this time of meditation, we do so ready and prepared to meet whatever there is waiting for us. To embrace life, knowing that each experience is a lesson that we will overcome. and to look around us into the eyes of others and know you are enough. All is well. And we, together in our oneness, are spiritual beings on this earth plane having this human experience. For this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.